With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Turning up the heat on dictator Nicolas Maduro, President Trump ordering a blockade of sanctioned oil tankers into and out of Venezuela. Mr. Trump accuses the Maduro regime of using oil to fund drug trafficking and other crimes. The president will look back and he'll look ahead when he delivers a primetime speech to the nation tonight.
He's going to talk a lot about the accomplishments over the past 11 months, all that he's done to bring our country back to greatness, and all he continues to plan to do to continue delivering for the American people over the next 3 years.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt. President Trump will travel to Delaware today for the dignified transfer of the two National Guard members killed in Syria.
As Commander-in-Chief, the President will be at Dover Air Force Base to honor the U.S. service members killed in action. The dignified transfer is one of the most solemn duties undertaken by the Commander-in-Chief. Donald Trump has called it the toughest thing he has to do as President.
And that's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. They haven't found him yet. The manhunt goes on for the Brown University gunman. Providence, Rhode Island Police Chief Oscar Perez is asking the public to review new, slightly clearer images of the person that they're looking for.
We want to focus on the body movements, the way the person moved their arms, the body posture, the way they carry their weight. I think those are important movement patterns that may help you identify this individual, which is extremely important.
Rob and Michelle Reiner's 32-year-old son, Nick, will be charged with two counts of first-degree murder, the fatal stabbing of his parents. Nick Reiner's first court appearance is expected later in the day today. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow is up 180 points. This is SRN News. A giant Christian charity is receiving some big donations this year.
It's becoming a Christmas tradition. Anonymous donors dropping big money into the Salvation Army kettles of bell ringers across the nation. In Barrie, Vermont, somebody popped a gold coin worth over $4,000 into a kettle outside a shopping center. In Lincoln, Nebraska, a bell ringer outside a Shields store found a gold coin worth $4,200 in his pot. More than $10,000 worth of gold has been dropping in kettles around Chicago so far this season. Michael Harrington reporting.
A group of students and professors at public universities across Alabama are asking an appeals court to halt a state law that bans diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives in public schools. The state law prohibits schools and universities from using state funds for any programs or curriculum that endorse divisive concepts relating to race, religion, and so-called gender identity. This is SRN News. The last pennies are going for big bucks.
Auction bidders spent top dollar for some of the final pennies to be circulated in the U.S. before the government ended the cent's production. The U.S. Mint sold 232 3-cent sets for a whopping sum of $16.76 million last Thursday. One of those sets contained the last three pennies ever to be made. It sold for $800,000. Each set comprised 2025 pennies struck in Philadelphia and Denver, along with a 24-karat gold Lincoln cent. Each penny also bore a unique Omega symbol. Keith Peters, Washington.
The proposed $85 billion merger of the Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern Railroads has lost the support of two of their biggest unions, representing more than half of their employees. More details, SRNNews.com.